Not sure what to do with your weekend? Slug Mag's digital daily calendar has you covered. Check out our Slug event picks on slugmag.com.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. This is Jason Rabb from It Foot It Ears talking about our recent release and all things It Foot. We just put out a new record called Teeter. Our release show was back on September 23rd at Diabolical Records. And it's available there on cassette tape and CD with a really fancy design by local artist Christopher Lynn. It's also available through It Foot It Ears Bandcamp page. Our next show is December 6th at the Twilight Lounge. The Twilight shows are part of the Doom Lounge series hosted by Jazz Jaguars. We'll be playing a quieter, doomy set. The name It Foot It Ears came from when I was first playing this music solo. And I didn't want to just use my name for the project, so I unnamed it after myself and took Rabbit Foot, Rabbit Ears, and took out the Rab. And the name does not roll off the tongue, and I usually don't even try to say it because it's too damn hard to say, and I end up just saying It Foot. Nick Foster and I, we survived music school. We were both studying composition and percussion. And I remember hearing one of Nick's pieces. It was this amazing piece he did using recorded sounds from a theremin and a drum set. And I'm still bugging him to give me a recording of that piece.
Took us out to save birds.
During school, I took a really long break from guitar. And when I made it through, I wanted to come back to the guitar fresh and work on some music for electric guitar and drums and try to do something unique for that sort of everyday overdone instrument combination. The idea that those instruments are so accessible that anybody can get a hand on a guitar or some drums and start making music, that idea really appealed to me. And that's really how It Foot started. I wanted to play with some of the ideas I had about rhythm in that context and think about the guitar as a percussion instrument. Our songs really take forever to write. They usually come from an idea first, and then I try to figure out a way to make them work on the instruments we're using. And I've spent a year or more even working on some songs, tweaking and trying all possible variations. But a few songs are just such a clear and simple idea and seem to just happen without figuring anything out. They can also be really difficult to play, and it takes some work getting them ready to perform. So we sometimes woefully decline requests at shows. So if you have a request, let us know a week or two in advance, and we'll start practicing. I write out a lot of Nick's percussion parts, so being able to read music, count rhythms, that helps with what we're doing. And Nick says recognizing J.S. Bach as a prophet sent by the Almighty is pretty much essential. We do some preparing or manipulating our instruments either by clipping things on the guitar strings with alligator clips or sometimes using non-traditional percussion instruments. And I think part of that is wanting to hear a sound that is new to our ears, and whether it comes from a traditional instrument or not, experiencing a new texture or timbre is a genuine blessing. And I like the idea of taking a specific musical idea and then trying to figure out how to make it work on the guitar. Like, how can I make this bass line happen and this melodic idea on top of that? And in some cases, it means clipping stuff on my strings because I can't actually reach that note up there while I'm playing a bass line down here. So sometimes we are manipulating our sounds to try to find ways to solve musical problems or just from being limited with the instruments we're using. I also really like the idea of using bent notes, using the out-of-tuneness of the guitar, and kind of the history of bending notes on the electric guitar, and pushing that idea to the extreme. We have bending notes all over the place on this record, but shortwave is a good example. And it's also using a sort of non-traditional instrument with Nick playing the shortwave radio. Nick's turning the BFO switch on the radio to create these long, eerie, bending notes, and occasionally flipping the radio on to pick up a live radio snippet. So in a live setting, it's always going to be a little bit different.
And that leads to Frankenstein.
Sometimes our music does sound like poetry and strange noises, but I also think it's more than that. There are some delicate soulful moments and some bouncy dancing rhythms. And with the words, I like playing with the idea of being so specific or boiling things down so far that the meaning becomes obscured, like looking into a microscope, looking at something so closely you don't quite know what you're looking at. And Jump Rope is using this idea. It's a song about how short life is, about growing up in Price, Utah, and in my school's playground right next door to the cemetery. And I think the boiling down of the words also fits with how the music is structured and boiled down into these little compact little music chunks. I also like playing with the idea of mashing contrasting ideas together. So lyrically, you may have these two things happening at once, contrasting against each other or in some kind of conversation. Humor Me is a good example of this idea. At the beginning of the song, there's this sort of conversation happening between Nick and I. And then later in the song, I'm having a conversation with myself. And this is something I also like to play with in the music, creating conversations with percussion and guitar and bass line and melody. There are so many things that have inspired it for music. For example, this absurd world we find ourselves in. And books. Nick and I started It Foot Book Club a while back, which has really just turned into Nick and I reading a lot of the same books. Sometimes at the same time, sometimes not. The book club started with Nabokov's Invitation to a Beheading. And we've also read Beckett's Molloy, some Yoko Tawada, Joan Didion, Dennis Johnson, and the new Murakami that's a collection of interviews with the conductor, Seiji Ozawa. And a few of these It Foot Book Club books have actually made their way into some of our songs, too. Inner Chatter, Isorhythm came after reading Samuel Beckett's Molloy, and that book sent me into a lot of other readings on Beckett, self-talk, and schizophrenia. I'm also really inspired by the music community here. I just caught the latest Deseret Experimental Opera performance, and they are always doing these fearless, inspiring projects. And Hell Audio, I love that Carl Jorgensen is doing all this great stuff and creating a community behind it. And the Red Bennies, they've been around forever, but I think they're doing some amazing music right now, and also the other projects that are connected with them, like Jazz Jags and Hoofless. And then having a place like Diabolical Records. They're such damn kind and welcoming people, and anybody can go there and enjoy live music. And in Provo, Stephen Cope and Studio Dada. And also Christian Asplund's lovely and bizarre avant-garage shows. So there's a lot going on here, and there's so much passion in what people are doing around here. I think one of the driving forces behind what we're doing is trying to make music that sounds new to us, and also to try to make some music happen live. That unique experience of hearing music live is huge for me, so for us to be a part of that is something that keeps me going. And, of course, I like playing music with Nick, hanging out with Nick. We don't have a specific ideology or philosophy that we're trying to get out there. The songs are, for me, very personal. They're kind of like little notes that you might leave lying around to remind you of something. So getting them down and creating something with them in a formal way is a way for me to document an idea, a feeling, a person, or a loss, so I don't forget. It Foot is something Nick and I steadily do in kind of a sporadic way. We both have other things happening, either doing other projects together, like music for plays or dance pieces or other collaborations. And then Nick is also working on his Carl Cassette thing, also with Salt Lake Electric Ensemble and Palace of Buddies. So we've always had these other projects kind of weaving in and out of It Foot stuff. The song you're about to hear is Shake On It.
Stop showing me your ashes. I wanna see your eyelashes. Take a breath, take a breath, take a breath.
You can find us at It Foot It Ears on Bandcamp.
Love street style? Check out our online exclusive Slug Style feature. We profile community members with some serious flair and panache, only on slugmag.com.